The city of Petersburg's been advertising to hire a contractor that can collect recyclable materials around town and deliver them to the sanitation facilities, essentially the same service that the Petersburg Indian Association has been providing. The grant that covered PIA's cost for that program has run out. Petersburg Public Works Director Carl Hagerman says the city is trying to find a way to keep the service going.
The city recognizes that this is a service that is helping to defer some disposal costs and divert some of the waste stream. And so we're trying to fill that void, and right now we're soliciting for interested businesses that are qualified and have the resources to provide recycling collection services to the city.
Hagerman's included $36,000 for the service in the city's proposed budget. He says PIA has done a great job with the program, but the city still has to go through the public process of requesting proposals. He expects the tribe's experience will give it an advantage in that process. Hagerman says the award will ultimately be based on the applicant's qualifications rather than a low bid.
When you're talking about collections of a waste stream or potential waste stream, you know, it needs to be done reliably and dependably, and the company that does it has to have the resources to perform that task if somebody's sick or if a piece of equipment is down. And so the best way to ensure that the collection is done reliably is to go through this type of a process instead of just going with a low bidder. Anybody can throw a number at a project, but to show that they can perform reliably and dependably is more important in this case.
The city's accepting proposals until the afternoon of May 12th. Whoever wins the contract, Hagerman is hopeful that people who use the service won't notice too much of a disruption.
It'll be a change, but essentially we're hoping that it'll be seamless between to move from PIA control to city control of the program.
The Petersburg Indian Association started the free curbside collection program nearly 5 years ago in cooperation with the city. The money originally came from the Environmental Protection Agency's Indian General Assistance Program, or IGAP. According to Assistant PIA Administrator Will Ware, the curbside collection service cannot bring in enough money to cover its own costs, and the IGAP grant funding has come to an end.
Really, the program is designed to start environmental programs, but within the first couple of years, it should have built capacity to sustain itself. And as I think most people realize, is that shipping out the recycling, I think we generate enough to nearly pay for the shipping of the product to get out, but to actually sustain a program on its own in its entirety, it just doesn't generate enough revenue to do that.
Ware says the tribe is applying for the city contract, and he's optimistic the program will be able to continue.
The way it looks right now, from the city's request for qualifications, and they put in their real specific process of how they want it done, it follows along what we're doing already. We've worked in this with a partnership with the city now for, like I said, going on to our fifth year. So we're confident that we'd be able to continue on with the same services that has been provided thus far.
Meanwhile, Ware says the PIA has committed to continuing its recycling collection through the end of the month. According to Ware, about 225 households and most local businesses are signed up for the service. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.